So another deadline, another gridlock. Friday is the day that lawmakers are scheduled to leave Washington for the year. But Republicans are pushing legislation that links President Obama's extension of the payroll tax cut to fast-track approval of that controversial Keystone Oil Pipeline. House Speaker Republican John Boehner says the two should be linked because the pipeline would immediately result in jobs.
The American people want jobs. This is as close to a shovel-ready project as you're ever going to see. This is exactly the description of the kind of jobs plans that the president says he wants to enact.
But Senate Majority Leader Democrat Harry Reid is accusing the Republicans of adding ideological candy to the legislation by adding the pipeline language. And President Obama has promised to veto any bill with the language. So there's that. And also a $1 trillion spending bill Congress needs to pass that would basically, you know, keep the lights on because money runs out this weekend. Martin Cady is congressional editor for Politico. He joins us now from Washington watching all of this. Martin, you know, there's always last-minute issues for Congress, but is this different or the same? Characterize it.
Well, there's sort of two responses. I mean, this is my 10th Christmas with Congress, and every year they push it to the end. I remember walking to my car at 2 in the morning on December 23rd a few years ago when Republicans ran the Senate and thinking, boy, you know, is this how they do business up here? So every year it's like college kids cramming for a final exam, pulling all-nighters. So the end of year gamesmanship, it's not unusual. What is unusual, though, is the tone. It's almost as bad as anyone has seen it up here. Congress has a 9% approval rating. They don't seem to have a self-awareness that they are part of the problem. Each side just thinks it's the other guy, and they can't seem to give in and compromise. And that's where the what's new here is that you know, they fight over every little thing. You know, they actually all want to pass the payroll tax. They want to keep the government open. They want to pass the spending bill, and they want to extend unemployment benefits. We're all on track, right?
Well, but then you throw on that thing that isn't a little thing, which is a pipeline. But let's start with the payroll extension, just to remind people. This is the tax taken from paychecks to pay for Social Security. It was lowered from 6.2 to 4.2% a year ago. It'll shoot back up January 1st. Democrats are saying, you know, why not keep $1,000 or so in people's pockets to spend? But, you know, and you say Republicans really do want, you know, they don't want to be in the awkward position of being against a payroll tax cut for average Americans, but for the Bush-era tax cuts. So is this seen as being politically wise that they have tied this to the pipeline?
You know, here's the thing. The Republicans realize that Obama desperately wants this. This is a signature Obama tax cut. And for a while, it seemed like the Democrats and the president were on the offensive. Finally, Democrats sort of had political ownership of a middle-class tax cut. And they were, you could sort of see, like, they were like, hey, we got the edge on this one. But then Republicans said, okay, you want it, you're going to have to pay for it. You're going to pay for it with the Keystone Pipeline. You're going to pay for it with scaling back some environmental regulations. We're also, by the way, going to knock many weeks off of unemployment benefits. So Republicans are, you know, they're going to extract their pound of flesh for giving Obama a victory on his signature tax cut.
And by the way, we should add, too, that the Democrats had crafted a bill that would, first of all, pay for the payroll tax cut with a tax on income of over $1 million, and also would carve out an exception for small businesses, the very few small businesses that, you know, make over $1 million a year. That's all gone?
It's off the table. I mean, the Democratic idea was to pay for a middle-class tax cut by increasing taxes a little bit on people who make more than $1 million, and not even small businesses, because there are small businesses that have that make $1 million that aren't, you know, don't include very wealthy people.
Right.
But no, tax increases are off the table for Republicans. They've always been off the table. They're never on the table. You're never ever going to get a tax increase vote from Republicans. I don't know why. You know, they would think that they'd get that through because of the pledge they signed.
But to the pipeline, you know, when it was first put on hold, first of all, we know that the left, led by Bill McKibben, the environmentalist, you know, organized against this pipeline that would have gone from Canada down to the Gulf. The Obama administration put it on hold. And in part, they said, in reaction to Nebraska's Republican Governor Dave Heineman, who opposed the path through that state's water sources. But now we understand, you know, he called the legislature together. Now they have approved a plan in Nebraska that would change the pipeline route to take it away from the Sand Hills and the Ogallala Aquifer. So, you know, that's sort of off, you know, off the radar. Now he's for fast-tracking it. So do Democrats just look like they are putting it on hold to get it past the election?
I mean, it's always interesting when a president or a Congress defers something until after the election. I mean, we don't even know who's going to be president or who's going to be running Congress in 2013. So they've punted it to avoid angering, you know, the environmental base. But now, so the Republicans, you know, you might dislike it, but it's a smart political move for them to put it back on the front burner and say, like I said, okay, President Obama and Democrats in Congress, you're going to get your payroll tax cut extension. We don't like that it's money that's supposed to be going to Social Security, but, you know, there's a chance that Democrats may have to swallow the Keystone Pipeline provision if they want to get the much bigger thing, which is extending this payroll tax cut for 100 million Americans.
Well, and, it, you know, it just, yes, I can hear you how that is so important to Democrats. But on the other hand, a big darn pipeline that you don't get to sort of take out if it doesn't work so well, that's a big thing.
It is a big thing. And, you know, there's always way. Here's the thing. There's probably a way out. I don't know what that is. There's a way to have language that keeps the Keystone Pipeline in the legislation, but, you know, waters it down a little bit so that there's opportunities to review it, delay it, you know. They're not going to build this thing overnight.
Yeah.
So I mean, I have a sense that they'll have to compromise. The one difference that I am seeing here near the end of the year is that we don't have the brinksmanship of the debt crisis that we had over the summer or the near government shutdown. Folks want to get home for Christmas. Nothing focuses the mind for a member of Congress like getting home for Christmas. So they're gonna play games for the next 3 or 4 days here. But my sense is that they'll finish it at some weird hour on the weekend.
Martin Cady, congressional editor for Politico, and at that weird hour on the weekend, he will be there.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, just a couple other things. The bill under consideration, as we said, also extends unemployment benefits, gives states more leeway in granting those benefits, including giving them the right to drug test people in order to qualify for unemployment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is another one of the goodies for Republicans. You know, what did Harry Reid call it, a conservative candy or something like that?
Ideological
drug
candy.
Drug testing welfare recipients or unemployment benefit recipients is a big thing on the right. They'd love that, and to add that in there. So they just threw it in there. You know, it might not end up in there. But Jim Clyburn, one of the Democratic leaders, said, hey, we're going to drug test welfare recipients. Why don't we drug test people that get farm subsidies? So the debate is ongoing.
Martin Cady, we'll stay on it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.